Rory O'Neill, NBC Radio national correspondent, joining us out of the gate in comfy Florida, talking about Supreme Court. Busy time, actually. A couple cases they're hearing, and one has to do with the tax code. Good morning, Rory.
Yeah, good morning, Jack. This one's interesting. A couple had invested in an Indian tool firm. They put in about $40,000, but that investment was worth about $500,000 when the Trump tax cuts were approved in 2017. But to help pay for those tax cuts, they imposed a tax on some foreign investments. And that's when this couple said, hey, wait a minute now, you can't do that. So Charles and Kathleen Moore are suing, fighting back against this $15,000 payment, saying that Congress doesn't have the power to tax this kind of wealth. And really, the belief is that a lot of conservative groups are supporting this lawsuit in an effort to prevent a broader wealth tax, often promoted by President Biden, Senator Warren, and the like.
Well, and it's, you know, it's not easy, to get a case to the Supreme Court and to get them to hear it. This couple, I mean, you don't just, it doesn't automatically go to the Supreme Court and they actually take it up.
No, they are rare, but the couple has lost in on two previous federal court rulings. But again, I think this is going to be a broader interest about the wealth tax and the decision by the court, whether it's narrowly focused to address exactly this couple's issue and what happened with the 2017 tax cuts. Or is it something broader that questions, you know, how do you define income? Because under the 16th Amendment, Congress has the power to collect taxes on incomes, you know, and not the, just the accumulation of wealth.
All right, Rory. Rory O'Neill, NBC News Radio, national correspondent, live. Good morning, New Hampshire, on the Pulse of an H. Thank you, Rory.
Thanks, Jack.